of truckers. Truckers got some heart, don't they?
Convoy for freedom, for the Constitution.
Yes. Any truckers within the sound of our voice that have any knowledge about this effort to head to Washington, D.C. and prompt a wake-up call, we'd love to hear from you today at 855-200-1776. And if you just can't make it, you're not going to do it, but you got a dirty truck, remember it's Friday, and they do the free barbecue at one of our sponsors. That is, of course, the Hurricane Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota.
And the free truck wash.
Yeah.
You know, the free barbecue.
You get the free barbecue, the free engine wash.
Oh, yeah.
And all you have to do is mention you heard it on the radio. They'll ask you when you come, you know, but if you say, hey, I want my free. You want my free engine wash? You want my free barbecue? They kind of step it up a notch in the free food today.
That's terrific.
Yes, exactly right. So, and by the way, if they're open, I think 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. are their hours. Yeah, but they open anytime, day or night, by appointment. So you can always call them at 701-628-1550. That's the Hurricane Express Truck Wash, one of our sponsors of the program, Stanley, North Dakota. And they have that custom Bakken chemistry, new sprayers. They've got millions into this truck wash. It's phenomenal. And it's just south of the Senex in Stanley. Also off Highway 8, you can look for the signs. There's the truck bypass that isn't paved yet, but it's just south on Highway 8, so you can come in either way. All right, but make sure you ask for the freebies, courtesy of your radio pals here, when you stop in there. And that's for our trucker friends that might be in Minnesota and eastern North Dakota headed to the Bakken, or folks that are already up there in the Bakken. And you can call us at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Quick plug, before we get into the news of the day here, I talked to the folks at the Hurricane Truck Wash yesterday, and they have, you know, we just started this effort a couple of weeks ago advertising for them and talking about their VIP room and the free truck wash and stuff. Their business is up considerably since the advertising campaign started. And they said, you know, it's just, you know, a ridiculous amount of people come in every day and say that they listen to the program. So they've had an instant impact from the advertising and are tracking this. So every customer that comes in, how did you hear about us? And a majority of those folks are from the radio. So anyway, so just a word to other advertisers out there about the power of these two.
But you understand that how powerful this is and important this is, because here we're trying to launch this Freedom Club. We're trying to continue the fight for faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise, both on the flag family and creating these Freedom Clubs. So the fact that people are listening, you know, listen, advertisers, this is a place to connect with these kind of people. And these truckers are making some beans. They got some money to spend.
There you go. So anyway, we love the truckers and love what they're doing. If you've not followed this, you need to know that the convoy is headed for D.C.
3 days.
They're just going to shut the town down? Is that what's going on?
Well, they're going to leave an emergency line, you know, the fourth lane open for emergency vehicles. But they're going to go 3 abreast, 55 miles an hour. A lot of them are impeachment-minded. They've got a lot of grievances. You know, to have bureaucrats tell them how long they can drive. I talked to a guy that was 2 million miles, never an accident, no problems, never fell asleep. I'm a big boy. If I can drive for 14 hours, I want to be able to do it. I don't want to have some bureaucrat telling me. I don't endanger anybody. The last thing these truckers want to do is endanger anybody.
Well, and I wondered if that was the impetus behind this, or if it's just a bunch of trucker patriots that see this country going the wrong direction and want to send a message. You know, all those new regulations and the things they did were you know, just incredible. So is it a little of both?
Or? And another huge issue is the regulations and having the president having war on their kind of you know, diesel fuel and stuff that comes out of the ground has got carbon in it. You know, the harassment by the government of their business. Some of them are small businessmen. Some of them are a part of companies. Do you know the average lifespan of a trucker is 61 years old? I mean, this is a tough life. A hard life, a sedentary life. And, you know, I'm trying to encourage him with the wellness side of quitting smoking and that sort of thing. But the stress of the government and making their job tougher for them, meeting deadlines, Scott, they get paid if they get to a place in a certain time. And it says, well, I can only go 12 hours today, but I got 14 hours to go before I get my bonus, before I offload. You know, folks, it's insane to have some people can drive 24 hours and then take a day off. I've driven, when I was younger, I could drive 20 off 5 hours at a time. These are tough people. They don't fall asleep. Now, there's sometimes a truck driver gets drunk or something and falls asleep. And
well, in every profession, you're going to have a certain percentage of folks that are going to be off the rail. But, you know, it's...
But they're professional, man, and the vast majority of them are great drivers.
As usual, a problem in, you know, a solution in search of a problem. Now, is this tied to the overpass?
That is. The overpass is their partner. They're going to be cheering them on with the overpass impeachment, which is changing their name to Overpass for America because they were an integral part of recalling the anti-gun of people in Colorado. So they're very constitution-minded, and that's what this is. These people believe that this is a rogue president, an anti-constitutional president.
So 4 until 7 today, nationwide. The truckers are actually in D.C. Are they timing it for this afternoon there?
I'm not exactly sure. Tomorrow is when they're doing all of the overhead protests.
The overpass?
The overpass protests are tomorrow. I think it's a three-day event.
I see. Yeah. Because I'm looking at the Facebook page that was part of the effort from last go-around.
Yeah.
The North Dakota one, and it says 4 to 7 today nationwide. But maybe
okay.
Maybe the North Dakota one is on Saturday. Did you hear from some folks about the?
They're going to 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Saturday. You know, but you're right. I have heard that 4 to 7 nationwide overpasses.
But you specifically know that in North Dakota, in a particular location,
the Green Bridge, right on 94, right by the river. Both eastbound and westbound on I-94, they're going to have the overpass starting 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
In Fargo. I see. Okay.
Right. A lot of other locations.
All right.
They have stuff going on in all 50 states, Scott.
If there are other events locally that are happening or ways you're participating, let us know. We'd like to know. Here is the latest outrage. And hunters, listen up here because you'll have less places to find pheasants throughout the heartland of this weekend because yet another decision by the Obama administration. First World War II vets kept out of the memorials, right? Families of fallen heroes deprived of support.
And then special treatment for illegal aliens allowed to protest.
Right, yeah, that little caveat. And now pheasant hunters are getting the shaft. I don't know how they plan on doing this, but, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife folks are shutting down 150,000 acres of national wildlife refuge. This is just as stupid as an open-air memorial being shut down. It's acreage that's already posted open to hunting land, and these people are going to go around and take staff time to cover up the signs.
Isn't that absurd? And then what about that poor hiker that gets a $100 fine for hiking on an open trail in a park? They are at war with the American people, folks. They're at war with your Constitution. You just get a little insight into the hostility towards our republic from these guys.
Now, I think Senator Heidi Heitkamp should step in here. I mean, she obviously is the one person in North Dakota that would have an audience with the Obama administration that actually they'd pay attention to. And this stuff is ridiculous. I mean, stick up for North Dakota hunters at a minimum, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if she didn't want to engage to this point on the other stuff because she didn't see a North Dakota connection, whatever, fine. Is this not a reason? Is this not a reason to say
Saturday's opener? This is a big deal.
Yeah, she's kind of fashioned herself as not being afraid to take on the Obama administration when it's warranted. So what a perfect opportunity. This one's right up there with the war on coal and some of the other things that she's crossed party lines on. I don't know why.
But she's way out past the norm in her attitude about Obamacare.
Of course. And has been in lockstep with this ridiculous idea that, there should be no sit down. There should be no negotiation. There should be Obama's way, Harry Reid's way, or the highway, which is ridiculous. But I'm hoping some outrage from hunters might prompt her into some common sense here, Mark. Is that too much to ask, you think?
In fact, I want to issue a call to hunters. Hunters, you don't realize how close to the edge your freedoms are. So many hunters are really preoccupied with hunting, and especially, November is a big month. Folks, hunters, I want you to really kick butt next year before the most important election in all time. We got to have the right kind of senators going to Washington, and hunters in North Dakota can fight for Senate races in all 33 states.
And I wouldn't wait till next year.
No, get going now.
I mean,
we got to pick them.
You got to stand up and be heard when stuff like this happens because it's just ridiculous. Anyway, that's one of our normal or nuts survey questions today, and we have others as well. Do you think the truckers are normal or nuts? I think 100% normal and very constitution-loving, God-fearing, freedom-loving people. I think it's fantastic.
Great people.
Exactly right. Now, we have a deal on the debt ceiling.
Yeah.
That is, I guess it's an offer at this point because it hasn't been accepted, right? But what do you think of the deal that's been offered that says, okay, we'll give you your debt limit hike for a limited period of time. Meanwhile, we're talking and the government remains shut down. Is that the right approach? Tell us what you think at 855-200-1776 on a Normal or Nuts Friday.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. Hunt with heroes. This pheasant opener. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Saturday, October 12th, the Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. A very special day in Zeeland, North Dakota, honoring our soldiers. The day kicks off with a pheasant hunt at 8 a.m., followed by an adult and youth trap shoot tournament at 2 with great prizes, including shotgun for the top prize. Refuel at 5 at an old-fashioned hog roast and relax at the Freedom Concert, featuring Nashville recording artists Michael Lusk and Morgan Seymour. Purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and more, or bid on a variety of silent auction items. The Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. Advance tickets are only $20 and available at the Quencher and Hag, the last resort in Zeeland, or online now at StopSmellNow.com or call 701-851-0023. Tickets available day of the event at the Zeeland City Hall, too. All proceeds benefit the Wounded Warrior families. Mark your calendars, Saturday, October 12th. Spend the day at a hero's hunt in Zeeland, North Dakota for this pheasant opener.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My computer's been hijacked by eBay. What's the deal here? Oh, must have bumped that little search bar. Kind of scary. I don't want anything on eBay. Nothing on eBay. Anyway, folks, welcome back. What's on your mind? I'm Scott Hillen. Here's the telephone number, 855-200-1776. Welcome your comments. That's the number for this first hour of the program. It changes in the second hour when we're joined by KFIRE and KCJB and KLTC. We're going to start the program next hour with Congressman Kevin Cramer and try and get the ins and outs of this deal that's been offered and find out what he thinks about it. Again, the short-term deal to raise the debt ceiling. Are we thumbs up or are we thumbs down on that? We're going to chat with Darrell Wolf, Looking forward to that conversation. Daryl, of course, has been leading this Heroes Hunt down in Zeeland, North Dakota tomorrow. Starts with an 8 a.m. hunt. Whole bunch going on. And it's been a lot of fun to be part of that effort, get that going. So we're looking forward very much to chatting with Daryl on the program about the hero hunt down in Zeeland, North Dakota.
Hopefully the weather starts a little bit this weekend. It could be a little hit and miss for getting out pheasant hunting this weekend.
They're a hardy bunch, though, don't you think, Steve?
True. But, boy, are we having a lightning storm right now in Bismarck, Mandan, and it is pretty impressive.
Any rain with it? Or just the skies lit up?
Yeah, there's some pretty good rain with this as well this morning. But that's, you know, most of western and central North Dakota under a wind advisory for later today as well.
They might be moving this way because it looks like the valley anticipating showers and thunderstorms likely, they say, mainly after 2 p.m. Some of those could be severe. What's that?
Nothing light about this. It's actually been a long time since during the daylight hours that I saw a lightning bolt that actually blinded me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You were blinded.
That's just nuts.
That is nuts. It's a normal or nuts Friday. What are you nuts about today?
Oh, I don't know how many people have seen this, but this drives me absolutely insane, especially... You know, a lot of federal lands are open up for public hunting, you know, especially the waterfowl production areas because it's administered by a federal program. Now the administration comes out and says, hey, you know what, these national parks, national lands, if the states want to go ahead and pay for opening those up, feel free. You know, you can write a check for those. First of all, most of those are just land. The recreational opportunities, you know, I understand shutting down the facilities, but now we have an administration that's going, hey, you know what, maybe you guys should pay for it if you want it. And we already paid for it. It's already our land. It's already covered. There's no need to have these lands closed to public use. There's just a case on the East Coast. It was one of the Civil War battlefields I was reading yesterday. Guy went for a jog. He goes for a jog every morning and never even thought about it. Some days the gates are closed, some days they're not. The trailhead was open. They hadn't closed the trailhead. The guy got a $100 ticket. He got met by two federal wardens and was issued a $100 citation.
Does anybody anywhere think that's normal other than some bureaucrat somewhere? This is just, I think they jumped the shark on this whole deal. I mean, when you're barricading open-air memorials and preventing World War II vets from going, when you're saying, no, you can't stop at that overlook and take a look at Mount Rushmore or the Badlands. What is happening? Is that rain?
That's rain.
Yeah, we're getting a first-hand account here. It sounds like you're being swept away. It is just one outrage after another. It really is ridiculous.
It is, and it's juvenile is what it is. And that's the worst part of this. You know, these are people we put in Washington, we put in positions of power because, ooh, we're supposed to be able to rely on their knowledge and their oversight. And there's a bunch of damn four-year-olds in Washington. And in a lot of cases, both sides of the aisle, it's like, where's the common sense? Where's the forethought and the foresight that we sent to Washington that's supposed to be representing us? It's not there.
No, it is really unbelievable. And, you know, I think quite honestly, and we're going to talk to the listeners about this today, there is probably one person from North Dakota that would have some influence to actually rattle the cage on this a little bit with the Obama administration. That'd be Senator Heidi Heitkamp. I mean, because, number one, they need her support on a lot of things, and she has supported them on a lot of things. But she's also not been afraid to say when she disagrees, war on coal being an example, and some issues on energy. Perfect opportunity.
The gun debate, I mean, she's, you know, when it comes to energy, Senator Heitkamp is, you know, stands up for North Dakota. When it's so far in the gun debate, she stood up for North Dakota. You know, kudos for that. She's representing her constituents.
Yeah, so, I don't think this is a time to be silent. I think she's the one person that could be out there to just call some common sense to this. Not one Democrat has. You know, they've sort of gone, you know, they've all gone in lockstep behind Harry Reid here. Even the president's behind Harry Reid. You know, yesterday the White House was saying, oh, yeah, we're okay with this temporary extension here. And Harry Reid says it's not going to happen. So, you know, have some influence with Harry Reid and Barack Obama on behalf of North Dakota hunters today. And yesterday they were answering their phones for a while anyway. We're going to find out if they are today. And if they are, we'll give out the number and encourage folks to do that. We'll also chronicle the effort on these truckers writing for the Constitution. Someone just sent me a link to their Facebook page, and they have a photo of traffic backed up. It is I-495 in New Hampshire Avenue, which would be just, I guess what, Maryland, right outside of D.C., with traffic pretty well backed up. So this thing's underway as we speak. And love to hear from any truckers that might be in touch with folks out there and know what's going on. They're also doing the overpass thing again this weekend in support of those efforts. So is that normal or is that nuts, we ask you? Minnesota Vikings, by the way, need some more money. Steve, are you going to pony up?
No. Quit whining for money, especially when you're asking a state that's actually bankrupt. Minnesota, for all intents and purposes, is about to be bankrupt, and you're going to ask for more public funds for a stadium? The Vikings go away. Nobody wants to see. It'd be nice to have that extra revenue stream for the Vikings because you can put a better product on the field when you have more revenue to work with, get better players, and we all know they need that right now. But, you're a for-profit business. How often can you dip at the trough?
Ziggy Wolf is hinting they might need some more public money. So we ask you, is that normal or is that nuts? One of the topics we'll tackle on the program today. Again, guests include Congressman Kevin Cramer for the ins and outs of this short-term deal. We'll get his take on that. Daryl Wolf of Odor Medicine and StopSmellNow.com on the big New Zealand Freedom Concert that's taking place tomorrow. Lots of fun going on there this weekend, so we'll tell you all about that, plus your answers to our normal or not survey questions today on the program.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking. Agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
What's on your mind? Truckers for a day. That's you and I, Mark. We're truckers for a day.
I shall actually be a trucker.
We're behind the big wheel, guiding that 18-wheeler down the road. We can, you know,
that would be fun.
Be with them in spirit today.
I wonder how many of their companies allow them to put up impeachment signs on their trucks and stuff like that.
I wonder. I do not know.
Be a nice sight.
Exactly right. Well, we're going to be talking about and taking up the case of sportsmen as well. I'm not hunting this weekend, which is kind of a bummer. Alex has some other activities that he's attending to. And so he's the only reason I hunt. It's because it's fun to be out there with your kid hunting.
No? Are you a pretty good shot?
So I'm staying pretty close to home, and I thank you for heading to Zealand for me.
It's an honor to be the MC at the Great Big Freedom Concert and pig roast and skeet shooting contest.
Exactly. And there's so much going on there. It's unbelievable. All the fun that's going to be happening. So if you're looking for a place to really, add the excitement of a pheasant opener to spending some time with wounded warrior families and heroes and show your patriotic pride, Zealand, North Dakota is the place to do it this weekend.
Michael Lusk is going to sing the song, Wounded Warrior.
And they have the silent auction going for the Loretta Lynn guitar.
It's a beautiful guitar.
Tell you more about that as we go throughout the program. Sportsmen will have a busy weekend. Other sports headlines?
Well, the Lynx sweep their way to the title. Maya Moore is MVP. 23 points. The whole team looked great. Just wonderful.
So Minnesota's number one at something.
Number one, and they swept through the playoffs, won seven straight games.
They really are the story of the Minnesota sports season, aren't they?
They are, and Atlanta came to play very, very intense, but Minnesota was shooting over 50%.
How many people go to the games?
It was
like a WNBA final. I mean, what kind of crowd did they get?
It says attendance was 5,000.
That's terrible.
But that was in Atlanta. Now, it probably would have been better at the Target Center.
What do they draw? Do you know?
I don't know. But I know it's not. I know they don't pack it out too often.
But, I mean, you know, they get 10 at least?
I think sometimes. I'm sure. I'm not going to even guess because
Chris says 7 to 10 he thinks they draw.
I think so.
National championship game in Atlanta, Georgia ought to get more than 5,000 people.
But remember, they were behind 0-2. So it was sort of like. The Lynx were so awesome. They won the first two games by 25. It'd be interesting to find out. I'll try to find out what the attendance was at the games in the Twin Cities. But they are really a dominant. They're talking,
I love high school girls basketball. Love it. I think it's one of the great sports out there.
It's beautiful.
For some reason, I just, as it gets higher up the food chain, I pay less attention. I don't know. But you got to celebrate something in Minnesota this year after a dismal twin season and... you know, the Wild kind of fizzled last year, and, you know.
But they won last night.
The Vikes constantly struggle, so I'm with you. We're going to.
And the Timberwolves won their second game in a row. Othias Jeffers had 13 points. Ain't that something? Love had two. But so they're doing preseason games, won two in a row. They really look good. They're deep. They got Berea back, Cunningham back, and a lot of really neat people. Of course,
T-Wolves are going to be decent this year. One to watch.
I believe they got a shot at the playoffs. Last night, the Wild just churned and burned. They outshot, out-hustled Winnipeg. Winnipeg got one goal, 3-on-5, you know, in a kind of a double a penalty situation. And then probably the most amazing performance, pitching performance, in the baseball postseason, almost. Verlander took a no-hitter into the eighth inning. And a year ago, versus Oakland, out there in Oakland, same venue, he pitched a complete game shutout. So here, Verlander, they got to be just scared of Verlander. They got to have, like, goblin dolls, Halloween costumes of Verlander out there in Oakland, because he did it again. Now the Tigers are playing Boston. We got the table set for the both the National League and the American League playoffs tonight. Los Angeles at St. Louis Saturday, Boston and Detroit.
By the way, another story that some folks have probably been following: Minnesota's head football coach, the Gopher football coach Jerry Kill, has been battling epilepsy and these seizures, and missed last weekend's game. This weekend, I think they're off, but he has announced that he is taking a leave of absence.
Yeah.
And going to take time to focus on his treatment and better manage his epilepsy. So that has been a tragic situation.
Poor guy.
I must say, though, the Minnesota Gopher family has been very supportive.
Yeah, they have.
Despite the fact that
cut him a lot of slack.
Difficult deal. Yeah. So, anyway, he said, Coach Kill said, "My wife, Rebecca, myself, and our two daughters want to thank everyone for their prayers and concerns during the last few weeks. This was a difficult decision to make, but the right decision. Our staff has been together a long time. I have full confidence in my time away. They'll be great. Every decision that will be made will be in the best interest of the players and the programs. I look forward to returning to the Minnesota sideline on a full-time basis soon." So, anyway, that's the latest
thing. And then Missouri State comes to NDSU. Is it the homecoming?
It is homecoming weekend at UND. Is it NDSU?
I don't know.
It is. Yeah.
And but you know, they have been putting on quite a show. Can they keep it going against Missouri State? I think so.
1 o'clock tomorrow at NDSU Gate City Bank Field at the Fargo Dome. So a little bit of a scare last weekend. So that'll be one to watch for sure.
One footnote about that Timberwolf game: it was in Sioux Falls at the Pentagon, the Sanford Pentagon, and a player for the Bucks, Nate Walters. He's from SDSU. He got 10 points, a fan favorite. So a lot of enthusiasm in Sioux Falls for the Timberwolf Bucks game last night.
Yeah, there you go. Let's talk a little bit about the Vikes here. Have you heard about this difficult situation Ziggy finds himself in? Here's a quote. Actually, this actually was Vikings vice president Lester Bagley. "We only have $975 million in the budget, and there's only so many things you can get under that number." Talking about the new stadium. The Vikings owners were ordered to pay nearly $85 million in damages to former business partners they defrauded with. Remember that?
That doesn't sound too great.
No. So, you know, if you put the two of those together, we need more money.
Are they being exemplary to the youth of America?
The Vikes are paying less than half the cost of the new stadium. Minnesota's paying $348 million. Minneapolis chips in $150 million. The team's commitment of $477 million. $150 comes from the NFL and a low-interest loan. $50 million from a no-strings-attached grant from the league. And up to $250 from a private loan. And yet, a week after the lease is officially signed, it's turning out the project's going to cost more than $975 million. And rather than cover the cost overruns, which, by the way, the Twins did for the Target Field, if you may remember, the Wolves would rather cut back on some of the stadium's planned features.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. Including the 400-stall parking garage, a block north of the stadium, a skyway linked to a ramp, a block south, two large escalators, and as much as 40 feet from the height of 5 massive pivoting glass doors at the main entrance. Yeah. What do you make of this?
Well, it's, you know, a corporate welfare by any other name. It's something wrong with the model, but if the Wilfs can pull it off and have all these people chip in and make them richer so that they can pay off some of their legal penalties, There's something wrong with it. It bugs me. I just got to be frank. I think free markets should be free markets. But, you know, the city of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota benefits greatly by the Vikings. It's a tough thing. It's a tough enigma for me.
Deadspin says the new stadium has been a debacle from the beginning, with state politicians deserving just as much blame. Minnesota planned to pay for its contribution with the proceeds from electronic gambling, projected to raise $35 million in just its first year. It's raised zero.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. To make up the shortfall, the legislature introduced two new taxes.
Hmm.
But stadiums will forever get public financing because the politicians who get to trumpet that they kept the team in town rarely stick around long enough when the bills come due.
Minnesota's the land of 10,000 taxes.
14 years after Cincinnati agreed to fund the Bengals Stadium and 10 years after it opened, Hamilton County was still putting 16% of its annual budget toward paying off Paul Brown Stadium.
Wow.
Think of that. A county, 16% of its budget going to a stadium.
Tis a caution. Now, imagine if that happened in Detroit, where they've already got 2 or 3 weeks before a policeman can show up. They got no light bulbs downtown and...
Some other folks are upset. 3/4 of the seats in the new stadium will require the purchase of a personal seat license at an average cost of $2,500.
Personal seat license?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
And that revenue will account for at least $100 million of the Wolf's share of construction costs.
I mean, they're going to sell season tickets and with a $2,500 seat license?
Yeah.
That's not right.
You got to pay the license before you can buy the tickets.
In other words, only rich people can go. But you see, they're running off all the rich people. The people that can buy the tickets pay taxes, and they're all being driven out of Minnesota like lemmings. This is going to be an interesting study.
Speaking of the Vikings, who's going to start at quarterback here?
I don't think Freeman is ready.
Leslie Frazier had said earlier this week Ponder would start if healthy. Fans were ticked. Because they thought Castle played better than Ponder.
Absolutely.
Christian Ponder says he's been medically cleared to play Sunday, and the Vikes coaching staff has informed him and the other quarterbacks who will start against Carolina. Ponder deferred to Coach Leslie Frazier to reveal that information, but it wasn't difficult to discern that Matt Castle will make his second start in a row, Ponder serving as his backup.
Well, that's justice.
Ponder's disappointment was evident Thursday when asked about everything that's happened the past 10 days, saying, quote, I'd be lying if I didn't say it's a little disappointing and frustrating, but I'm not going to get too discouraged about it. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know when the next few months hold. We'll see how everything plays out.
Well, when you have more turnovers than touchdown passes, you are in dire jeopardy of being Tebowed out of there.
Yeah. So they did a little switcheroo on Ponder, having said earlier in the week that he'd start if he was healthy, but fans want Castle. Fans get Castle, but now we have a newbie coming in, who knows what's going on.
And he's got a gun for an arm.
By the way, game one of the finals for the Lynx drew 13,800 fans.
See?
Yeah.
That's spunky.
12,313 for game two of the finals.
Now, remember that when the Lynx started, there'd just be a few hundred there. And this is something that ramped up. They've claimed their piece of the pie. That's really got some vibrant synergy and resonance, 13,000 yelling people.
I wonder what the T-Wolves got. I wonder if they compete for crowds with T-Wolves.
They will this year. They're going to be sold out sometime.
Common Sense Club later today. Give me a headline.
Well, we got Michael Lusk with me, the guy that sings Wounded Warrior.
Loretta Lynn's a guitar player who will be performing at the Wounded Warrior family's Freedom Concert in Zeeland, North Dakota. And Founders Friday.
The fabulous Leon Francis will be on with me in the third hour.
Stay tuned, folks.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Beep. This is an emergency essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can bacon combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Amigos for the weekend, folks. Rain today in the oil patch, heavy at times, will not even hit 50 degrees. North wind 21 to 26, increasing to 27 to 32 this afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 45 miles an hour. Not often you see this, but off-air precip, precip amounts, chance of precip, rather, 100%. That's what I was trying to say. Not often you see where just, you know, you're 70, 80, 100%. It's just guaranteed it's going to rain. And new rainfall amounts between 1 and 2 inches. Tonight before 5 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow. 35 for a low tonight in the oil patch. Windy, windy, windy. Northwest wind 31 to 36, decreasing after midnight. But winds could gust as high as 49 miles an hour in the patch tonight. Precip chance 90%. Little or no snow accumulation expected. That's the only highlight. Sunny Saturday, a high of 51. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low of 24. Yeah, you heard me. 24. Sunday, it will be sunny, but only low 50s with a calm wind, so it finally settles down a little bit. But again, Sunday night, 27. Columbus Day, Monday, 49. Now, in the valley, showers and thunderstorms likely. A lot of that's going to come after 2. Some of the storms could be severe, mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Breezy with a southeast wind 20 to 25, gusts as high as 33, chance of precip 70%. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some of those could be severe, mostly cloudy 47. Saturday 30% chance of showers mainly before 2, cloudy then becoming mostly sunny, about 55, but breezy tomorrow. Saturday night, some showers a possibility, upper 30s, yeah. Sunday 58. Some showers a possibility in the afternoon. Sunday night, some showers again. About 43. Monday, looks like high near 49. And next week, Tuesday, 48. Wednesday, 52. Yeah. So it's happening, folks. All right? And take our trip around the temps. Fargo, 61. Grand Forks, 61. Jamestown, 57. Devil's Lake, 57, Wahpeton, 59, Valley City, 57, Alexandria, 57, Thief River, 61, Fergus, 61, Watertown, 60, Aberdeen, 60, and let's head to the patch. Stanley, North Dakota, home of the Hurricane Express Truck Wash, where they have that free barbecue today. Free, it is, if you mentioned you listened to the radio and heard about it, south of the Senex, multi-million-dollar awesome facility. With that custom Bakken chemistry. But the best part is that VIP Trucker Lounge. And they're barbecuing today, and so it's free food, plus a free engine wash if you mentioned you heard this on the radio. South of the Senex on Stanley on the truck bypass, so you can also see the signs from Highway 8. Anyway, at that very spot as we speak, it's raining 46 degrees. Tioga 46 with rain. Williston rain 49. Dickinson, 49 as well. Sydney, Montana, 49 in overcast skies. Okay. By the way, Steve's Sports Saturday. Tomorrow on AM 1100, the flag is a must listen, ladies and gentlemen. So mark your calendars. If you miss any of these shows, Steve Halston does a great program. And I want to just tell our AM 1100 flag listeners tomorrow, if you're fired up about homecoming, we're going to chat with the voice of the Missouri State Bears for a NDSU-MSU preview in the first hour. I always do the Saturday scoreboard, which is fun. Doing a college hockey preview this weekend, the National Collegiate Hockey Conference, of course, the new home for the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. They have the commish on, which will be great. And they'll also talk about MSUM and the Cobbers who have Bethel this weekend. Spirit of Sports, it's a great segment. It is one of the best things on the radio. And I'm going to tell you a neat story about the Mayville State Hoops, Dan DeWitt, this weekend. Also do a little Vikings talk with Brian Murphy of the Pioneer Press. Steve Sports Saturday. Steve Holstrom, Dustin Moore, great show. Check it out, 9 to 11. Live from Vision Bank and brought to you by the good folks at Vision Bank. Right there at 25th Street South. We broadcast live from there so you can stop in. Saturdays at Vision Bank are lots of fun. There's a lot going on there. Dan Carey and his team love Saturdays. Kind of a casual atmosphere. Getting a chance to sit down with your banker and have a good time. So stop and see him at Vision Bank. And if you haven't yet downloaded the all-new mobile app from Vision Bank, it's great. 364-2020. Give him a call or stop and see him at Vision Bank in Fargo. All right. Coming up on the Friday edition of the program, we're going to... Something unusual. We're going to start right out of the chute with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We normally, on Friday, start with a normal or nuts survey, but one of our first normal or nuts questions is this latest deal that's been offered to avert the debt ceiling being triggered in exchange for talking. Come on, President Obama, Harry Reid. Sit down and figure this out. Anyway, Kevin Cramer will outline the deal for us. And then we're going to talk about pheasant hunters getting the sham. Is that normal or not? And much more. Plus, tell you about the Freedom Concert down in Zeeland. All coming up. Stay tuned.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.